Hey there, fellow entrepreneurs. My name is Francis, and you're listening to Business Ideas Talk, episode number 13. In yesterday's episode, we talked about creating and hosting events. And in today's episode, we'll be talking about how to become a curator and how to found your own museum. If that sounds a bit far-fetched, then just think about the time when you had to write your own thesis. Exactly. You had to spend a lot of time doing research, thinking about the topic and adding your own thoughts to it, giving it a structure, writing it down, and then finally getting your degree for that. And what did you do after that with all that good work you've done? Well, you had to publish it, I guess, but who has been reading it? So is it on Amazon? Are people buying it? I guess in most cases the answer here would be no. So why don't we and why don't you spend the time think about how you could make your thesis available to the masses in a way that they can actually enjoy it. So I'm sure it doesn't work for all kinds of theses, but it does for some. And that's what, for instance, a guy from Sweden named Sam West did. He founded the Museum of Failure, which is an exhibition showcasing failed products. So he's showing weird technology products. I think it's 70. It contains 72 products that people can look at. And that is just one example of what you can do with your thesis, for instance. But you don't need to have written a thesis for that. It helps, I guess, but you can still be a curator if you are deeply interested in a topic and if you have a certain knowledge of it. For instance, some friends of mine, they haven't written a thesis about it, but a friend of theirs has, and they founded a museum of values. So their approach is a bit different from the one Sam West has taken with the Museum of Failure, because the Museum of Values shows exhibits that have been contributed by regular people like you and me. So they focus a certain value like friendship, and people add stories and items to that. You can have a look at it. It's called Museum of Values. So these are just two museums that follow a similar approach in terms of coming from a scientific background, but there are others like, for instance, a museum of magic, a museum of illusions, of voodoo. So it can really be about anything if you find the topic interesting and if you can make it interesting for others as well. So how is that a business, you might ask? You don't need to have your own home base, so to say. You don't need to have your own building. Think of it as being an exhibition that is moving around. So for instance, the Museum of Failure will be presented in different cities. So it started in Sweden, then it went to Germany, I think, and then to different places. You just sell your exhibition to, for instance, other museums that have rooms they need to fill. Or you sell it to companies, for instance, that also have showrooms they want to fill with good content and give their audience something of value. So if you think about making one of those exhibitions that is traveling cities, really think about how you can involve your audience. Because from my own experience, I can tell you it is really nice to actually be part of an exhibition. Because I contributed to the Museum of Values once, and it's a nice feeling to know that something you have made is now presented to all the people going to that exhibition and is now part of something bigger. So keep that in mind. And maybe you can integrate that in your exhibition as well. So let's round it up with today's quote by Benjamin Franklin. Tell me and I forget. Teach me and I remember. Involve me and I learn. I hope you liked today's episode. I would love to hear your feedback. You can find links to give me feedback in the description, or send your feedback or business ideas that you want to share in this show to idea@businessideastalk.com. Have a great day. Hope you tune in again tomorrow. Bye.